News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's been a week or two ago that we heard from Chief Deputy Jim Stewart of the Brazos County Sheriff's Office about phone scammers coming back to the local area. Well, it's now hitting the College Station Police Department. Scammers identifying themselves as members of the College Station Police Department and demanding money. It's a scam, according to Lieutenant Chuck Flieger of College Station PD.
It's kind of a recurrence of an issue we saw towards the end of October. It's kind of increased in frequency here in the local area, and basically what's occurring is we have some criminals, and that's basically what they are, attempting to scam local residents out of money, and unfortunately they're utilizing the appearance of being with the College Station Police Department to try and facilitate this crime. What they're doing is the scam has a variety of has many variations, but basically what it boils down to is the caller spoofs legitimate College Station Police Department extension number to show up on the victim's or the intended victim's caller ID. When the person answers, they allege a variety of transgressions, whether it's unpaid taxes, a warrant, that their identity's been stolen, something to then elicit either personally identifying information from the victim or payment of some sort. And so it's, what's concerning to us is, one, first and foremost, we don't want anyone to become victimized and suffer identity theft or lose any finances. But that's our first and foremost priority. But we also certainly don't want anything that will be detrimental to the trust relationship that we have with our community, and that is... this type of activity is detrimental that while the police department and or the municipal court may contact you for many legitimate purposes, such as to talk about a report that you're that you have filed or that you're involved in, or perhaps if you have a warrant from the municipal court, there may be any number of times that we would contact you. We certainly, under in no circumstances, would we call up, threaten immediate arrest, other consequences such as deportation, expulsion from school, levying of taxes, any number of other threats, vague threats, certainly would not be utilized in legitimate purposes. So what we're asking people to do is that if they receive a phone call and they feel that it might be suspicious in nature, if they're just not sure that they're legitimately talking to somebody with our police department or any police department, ascertain the name of the person that's calling you, disconnect the call, look up the telephone number to the legitimate agency that was supposedly contacting you, and then call them back. If it was a legitimate person, they'd be able to corroborate that very quickly, and then if it is a scam, then they would be able to know that as well. Certainly don't ever release banking information, personal identifying information. We certainly will not demand payment in the form of redeemable gift cards or anything of that nature. So if it looks like a scam, if it sounds like a scam, if it feels like a scam, well, then it's probably a scam.
Anybody been taken by these scammers so far?
Not that we're aware of. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that it has not occurred, because if the person believes that they had legitimately paid the police department, then they may not feel that they had been victimized. The majority of the calls that we're getting, and what is occupying our emergency communications operators, is multiple people are calling trying to ascertain the validity, or they have a missed call from our number or something of that nature. And so what we're really hopeful for is that people will understand, and first and foremost, like I said, is that not fall victim to this type of activity.
Any idea how many calls y'all have fielded between PD and 911?
Specifically, no, I don't have those numbers. I did speak to one of our dispatchers the other day, and he was able to characterize it in the multiples of dozens of calls just on his shift.
But it doesn't bother PD. It doesn't bother 911. We just don't want any victims.
Absolutely, and that's what we're here for. Now, certainly, we don't want to have to occupy those emergency operators' time, if these calls never took place. So that's always the best thing, but we certainly, first and foremost, we don't want anyone to become victimized.
And if you are going to call dispatch, don't call 911. What's the non-emergency number?
979-764-3600.
Have I missed anything else?
Just to reiterate to people that, yeah, that we there may be instances when police departments or municipal court may contact you, but it certainly won't be under these types of circumstances.
Thanks to Lieutenant Chuck Fleeger, the College Station Police Department, for the update on News Talk 1620 WTAW.